Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One of the things is Love, Inc. Love in the name of Christ. That's what Inc. stands for. In the name of Christ. There are a bunch of churches that are getting together in Idaho that are bringing their resources, they're bringing their talents, their energy, and most of all, they're bringing their love together, Steve, to be able to do something to help people that are in need. You know, there's some people that talk about it, but then there's some that say, hey, let's do something about it. Let's not just talk about it. Let's put action to our prayers, and let's see what we can do to meet needs of the people that are around us. And you're going to be encouraged by these network of churches that have joined together to do something good for the poor in their community. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love that, because Jesus said you will always have the poor among you. And it, you know, we need to be able as believers to stop looking for maybe the government and all these different type of agencies to be able to help people. I mean, I know the church does a great work, but I believe in ripping off any kind of lids and thinking of massive things that we can do as the church on a huge, large scales of bringing people in and getting them mobilized and the help that they need and back on their feet. We're also going to be talking about some of the things that are important in terms of looking at the reality of radical jihadists and one man's plight over the last 10 years. One man's been able to do is he's been standing against the dangers of radical Islam, and now his life has been marked by death. You know, they've made all sorts of attempts to try to assassinate him. He has lived in bunkers. He's lived in panic houses. He has a panic room in his house. In the event that someone breaks in, I mean, you just hit the button and it's a steel door and they can't get in. I mean, it is some serious stuff.
Wow.
But we're going to talk about this because, you know, it's just like the shiny object. You see it in the news for a little while, then it goes away. People forget. Mm-hmm. Listen, we must remain vigilant. It's at the time that you least expect that the enemy strikes, and we must not fall asleep. Watchmen on the wall are those that are awake, they're alert, they're looking, and they're prayerful, and they're the ones that help us to take the necessary actions that we need to take so that we can be safe and others can be safe as well. We're also going to be talking about today about contentment and gratitude, the great need of the hour. I mean, if we need anything right now, we need to learn, and we have an opportunity now to learn to be content, because if you don't learn now, I believe the things that are coming in the near future, you will have plenty of opportunity to find contentment and find some gratitude. Oftentimes, people say that you have to lose something before you can appreciate that. And I personally don't like that for myself. I say, why? Mm-hmm. Learn to appreciate and have gratitude today. Yeah. Why miss something? Why lose something? It's just a way that we can position ourselves, our attitudes, in that. We're also going to be talking about the fruit of division and unity and so much more. Don't forget, stay with us all the way through. But we're going to be talking about Love, Inc. and these churches that are gathered. They've come together. They've formulated a network, Pat, where they've been able to go into Idaho and help the poor. And I love that because, you know, even in your own community, you may see homeless. They're asking for money. They're asking for food. And we're familiar with homeless people. But let me tell you, there are a lot of people today still in America that are having a hard time making ends meet. They would not be someone that you would necessarily consider to be poor, but they may be poor at that moment. Does that make sense? You know, there are people that have experienced difficulties and hard times, and that we want to make sure that our hearts are in a position of softness, of compassion, and willing to put feet in action to what we're feeling. Because compassion has two parts. It feels, you know, sorrowful, pain for what they're seeing and you're experiencing, but it also involves action. Let's do something about it. I want you to watch what these churches are doing, and maybe you may want to be able to get involved as well. Watch this.
Answering the biblical mandate to meet the needs of the poor is a top priority for churches throughout Boise. A network of about 40 churches are crossing denominational lines to help those trapped in poverty. One organization helps connect the dots by providing basics like food and clothing. They spread love in the name of Christ. That's why they call themselves Love Inc. Boise.
A lot of times they're needing help with making the rent or paying electric bills. Right now we see a lot of school supplies and clothes for kids. We'll see coats and blankets become a heavy, heavy need.
People looking for assistance call a hotline and operators direct them to a member church.
Our church is specialized in dishwashing soap and laundry soap and all kinds of soap. And so we give and give and give that way. But we know that Love Inc. can then help beyond where we can help.
The Boise chapter is one of several outreaches across the country. While the mission of Love Inc. Boise is to help churches meet the needs in the community, it also focuses on unifying the body of Christ for the purpose of transforming lives.
The body of Christ is one, and coming together to meet needs is an expression of the body of Christ. One of Jesus's prayers was that they would be one, and there's nothing better that demonstrates the reality and the truthfulness of the gospel than when the church comes together and doesn't see themselves in competition.
Outreach Director Kimber Shaw agrees.
The churches individually want to fill the mandate to be there for the needy and for the poor, but each church individually can't do it all. But when they work together, every church brings a little bit. They each bring their part together, and we can funnel that through Love Inc., and then we can do it all.
Shaw says their work isn't just about meeting the physical needs of participants. As a follow-up to the initial request for help, the group offers a six-month program called Abundant Living. Shaw says giving someone a hand up requires effort on their part, and that's where the transformation phase comes in, teaching participants skills such as healthy cooking or balancing their budget.
Just giving stuff, that hand out, isn't breaking the cycle of living in need. It is investing relationally with people, walking with them, not doing to them, not doing for them, but doing with them the things that glorify God and bring them into relationship, first with us, and then by model into that relationship with Christ.
She says its impact reaches beyond the walls of the church.
What we see is that the community is taking notice. And we see communities seeking us out. The city and the county and the state are all realizing charity in itself doesn't work.
Pastor Bryn Angelos of Revolution 22 Church is part of this love network. He and his church members often help homeowners with building projects that they can't afford on their own.
It's not just here, serve someone, here's some money, go, you know, go away. But it's like we're going to enter in relationally and show Christ, not just through those tangible things, but also through bringing the Spirit of God to those in need.
That, says Shaw, is why the church is so important.
The church is uniquely equipped to be the answer to that.
Those involved hope that this love in the name of Christ spreads to other communities throughout the nation. Charlene Aaron, CBN News, Boise, Idaho.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful. Love, Inc., in the name of Christ. And I love what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're allowing compassion not just to be something that's expressed through, you know, words or just prayers, but they're actually putting feet, they're putting hands, and they're putting purchases and things of that nature behind love. I think about what Jesus said, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done to me. And when we take from what we have to be able to give to others, I mean, what a tremendous blessing. You know, you have two coats. Do you need two? Look to give one away. I mean, that's something that really we should be challenged about. It's time for us to really, in America, where, you know, we have more storage facilities than any place in the entire world.
Wow.
More storage facilities. And some of our junk, if you will, live in better conditions, climate-controlled environments than some people. That we can begin to start looking. I mean, save that monthly storage payment and start looking at some of the things that we have stored up those things that you say you're waiting for another day, you don't throw anything out, you know you're not going to wear that. You know you're not going to use that. Do you need three lawnmowers? You know, do you need all these different things? And begin to start looking how you can give away to those who are in need. And I love what they're doing. They're not just giving a hand out, but they're giving a hand up. And I think that's important, because it's not just about meeting a physical need right now, but it's about ministering to the whole man, the whole person, and saying, okay, I understand this is a need now, and we definitely want to help you with that, but how can we help you in your whole life walk into a place of maturity, of fullness, so that you don't maybe repeat the same cycle of, you know, maybe what got you to the place right now? You know, there's different things happen to different people. You just don't know.
Yeah.
And we just can't take for granted that everybody does know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's huge. It's like when you look at that, and it's just like, I love just seeing how she's talking about the fact of like the whole body of Christ is one. And it's just like getting outside of just our own perceived borders, our own perceived mindsets. And it's just like getting that bigger picture of what is going on in my community, what is going on to my left and right, and then partnering with those that, you know, are walking with Christ and saying, you know, we're seeing what's happening. Let's do something about it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And the vision is not, like I said, just to give something away, right, and meet a need, which is very important. And thank God for all those that are doing those things. But I love their vision that goes way beyond
yeah.
that. It goes to help them to live an abundant life and a life that you know, follows Christ.
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.